Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Sayyid Wahid Alawi, your host, and you're listening to IRIB English Radio and the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems and questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. And the answers are based upon the book Children in the Quran and the Sunnah, compiled by Ayatollah Ray Shahri. And in the studio, we have a guest speaker, a doctorate in Islamic Studies and Women Affairs, Sister Radia Shamli. Sister Radia Shamli, Assalamu alaikum, Ramadan Kareem, and thank you for joining us in the studio.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm really happy to be here sharing my experiences as a mom and also the result of my researches throughout the past couple of years regarding the study of family in Islam. Honored to be here.
All right, let's go straight to it. Many people, they want Ramadan tips. What Ramadan tips can you give us to make our Ramadan more spiritual and attractive for our kids?
Okay, that's a very good question. We have like, if you Google up, there are like 10 tips to make swimming more enjoyable. There are like a lot of 10 tips on so many issues and activities.
Right.
And in this program, we want to talk about 10 tips that would help you as parents to make Ramadan more spiritual and attractive.
So 10 tips.
Well, I think we've talked about two of those tips in our previous program.
Right. Could you please give us a summary of those two Ramadan tips that you gave us in previous programs, and also sum it up, those new 8 ones, for the new listeners coming to the show?
Right. In our previous program, we mentioned 2 tips, the first of which was to decorate your house just like Christians
right.
do in the time of Christmas time, or like non-Christians, you see a lot of jollying. And the next one was to invite guests over and to celebrate this occasion,
right.
like have some interesting entertainment for the kids, especially like sometimes we have fireworks, like small little fireworks in the house.
That's great.
One or two nights before.
That's a good innovation.
Before the arrival of the month of Ramadan. It's really interesting. Kids really get excited. They start jumping down and up. And it's really fun for the kids. Well, besides these two, I have 10 more tips to add to this program. So they will add up to 12.
So we're up to 12, okay.
Yeah, tips on how to make Ramadan more attractive
yes.
and spiritual. But before that, there right. is a very nice narration from Imam Sadiq, the sixth infallible, that upon entering the month of Ramadan, he would tell his children that strive hard and put yourself in difficulty. Why?
Right.
To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to purify yourself for. Because in this month, people's sustenance is distributed. Their time of death is specified. The pilgrims of the house of Allah who move toward it are determined. And in this month, there is a night in which one's acts are superior to 1,000 months' actions.
Thank you very much, Sister Radia. And we're going to go for a break. Please join us after the break.
يا مقضي الخيرات Ya Muqiya al-Khayrat, Ya Muqiya al-Khayrat.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Ya Muqiya al-Khayrat, Ya Muqiya al-Khayrat.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio, and you're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. And we have our dear sister Radia, who was explaining about the beautiful hadith of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, and he was saying it to his children,
right,
and his household, that one deed in this holy month is equivalent of 1,000 months, subhanAllah. Please continue, sister Radia.
He said, in this month, there is a night in which one's acts are superior to 1,000 months' actions.
And he's referring to Laylatul Qadr.
Yeah, exactly. He's referring to Laylatul Qadr. Okay, so far we've covered 2 points. The first one was decorating the house, making
Ramadan
it really beautiful.
Decoration.
Ramadan decorations. Number two, celebrate the arrival of the month of Ramadan and make it a memorable and special occasion with guests, get-togethers,
right,
having the kids running around. The third tip, bring everyone together by reciting the call to prayer or the adhan. Tip
Very
number
nice.
Four, I'm just going to list the tips and then we're going to talk about them one by one.
So someone should stand up and say the adhan.
We'll talk about
it. All right.
Tip number four, perform congregational prayer, jama'ah prayer, and encourage the kids to join.
So congregation prayer as a family activity.
As a family activity.
Very
That's
nice.
Tip number four. Tip number five, the father... In households that have father and in households that don't have father, one elder member of the house takes the opportunity to spiritually prepare his family or her family for the nights of Qadr. Tip number six, make sure the whole family gets together for either iftar or suhoor. Tip number seven, light candles and use fresh flowers on the iftar or suhoor table. Tip number eight, set up practical role model for the kids. How? We're going to talk about it. Number nine,
sure.
Father should set an example for the kids in helping out around the house more than before. Tip number 10, taking joy in inviting friends and family to the house for iftar. Tip number 11, the expression of love and mercy through the relationship of the mom and dad. Tip number 12, teach our kids to be optimistic.
Very nice. All right, let's start directly with number three. Adhan loudly.
These are the tips that I sat down and I, based on my experience as a Muslima in this world and in the Muslim community, these are some of the things that throughout my life I have experienced and based on
right.
the researches that I've had. For example, I remember once traveling to the UK and we went to a Khoja's family, and when it was the Adhan time, because there you don't hear the sound to prayer as the Adhan
right.
time approaches, and there is just the sound of television or cars outside driving. You don't hear any spiritual sounds in the Western
right.
communities.
Right.
But the eldest son was standing in the staircase, and out loud, in a very beautiful voice, he started reciting the
Allah
Adhan.
Akbar.
It was a memory for me that I will never forget.
Allah Akbar.
So that's why I would like to add this as one of the tips.
MashaAllah, very nice, very nice. So people in the Western Hemisphere, in the Eastern Hemisphere, wherever you are, where you are the minority and you don't hear the Adhan, make someone go up or stand up and say the Adhan with love and purity and ikhlas, inshallah ta'ala. That will, inshallah ta'ala, help us with our spirituality. Thank you very much, Sister Radia. We're going to go for a small break. Please join us after the break.
I am a Muslim, Islam my deen. Allah my Lord, His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet, peace be upon him. Someday, somehow, my journey here will end. I know not when Allah will call me home. This life I live, oh, what a blessed thing. to me, these words I will sing.
Welcome back, dear audience, to IRIB English Radio, and you're listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. And we are here in the studio with our dear expert and guest, Sister Radia Shamili. Sister Radia, you were saying that, especially in the West, where we are a minority, we don't hear the adhan, and it's very good, it's a very good sunnah that someone stands up and in the family, someone in the household stands up and says the adhan.
Right, because in the Noble Quran, it's mentioned that we have to abstain from eating and drinking from sunrise to sunset. Now, the call to prayer or the adhan is the announcement that one more day of fasting has come to an end and that you can rejoice, you can celebrate.
So you're talking about the adhan specifically for Maghrib?
Yeah, I'm
for
talking
the evening.
Yeah, because for Suhoor time, maybe the kids are sleeping, right. The family is not that right. Lively.
So the emphasis is on the kids. Someone among the children should say the adhan.
Someone from among the children, but if you have like little young ones, like 2-3 year olds, they can't do it.
The father
can,
right.
He can do it. So this adhan recitation is a message. It's a conveying of, it's rejoicing in our victory over shaitan, that hopefully, besides abstaining from drinking and eating, we have controlled our body limbs. And we are victorious over the shaitan of our nafs. And to recite it in a very beautiful, loud voice, so all the members can come together and share the warm moments together.
That's a very beautiful sunnah.
Okay. Next tip, tip number 4.
So what do you do if people are watching TV and, you know, some family members are doing something else? Right?
If there are like 2 activities going around the house, the kids will join the most interesting activity. You have to make it more attractive than a cartoon. And of course, one very interesting tip that I forgot to add that I would like to add here is that as the month of Ramadan is the time to control ourselves, to limit our eating and drinking and to remember the hungry people and, you know, to change our habits of eating and drinking, because some of us, like, we have overeating problems or bad eating habits. We also have bad habits with the technology. As elders, as parents of these children, we don't use technology well. Like, some of us are so busy on our cell phones all the time, 24/7.
Addicted to them
or addicted to our laptops. So are our kids. Our kids watch us and they do the same. No matter how much we tell them, do as I say, not as I do. They do as they see you doing.
Right.
So controlling our kids, limiting their time for watching television or whatever, you know, playing games on their laptops or whatever. This is also a very good point or hint to work on the bad habits related to technology. Ourselves as parents and our kids.
So don't get addicted to them.
And if they are addicted, little by little, we can reduce their time of watching television.
Try to make yourself free from all these
technological devices.
Right.
Yeah, so you perform the congregational prayer and encourage the children to join.
Thank you very much, Sister
You're
Radia.
Welcome.
Thank you for joining us on this program of Islamic Upbringing. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir, or visit us at our website, parstoday.com. Until another program, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon all of you.
Islam solves all of its problems. Allah leaves no stone unturned. Perfect with no flaws at all are the laws of Allah. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is the way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.